Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, anywhere you go in Canada, recreational marijuana is legal. Canada has become the second country in the world after Uruguay to make marijuana legal. But it's a far bigger country, and rules on where to buy and consume vary. Activist Ian Power was among the first to purchase it legally at a store in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Who else gets to make history like this? We just did it. We finally did it. All the years of activism have paid off in this one single epic moment. I'm going to frame it and hang it on my wall. I'm not even going to smoke it. I'm going to save it forever. It's going to be vacuum sealed and put on the wall.
Paola Loriggio is a reporter with the news agency Canadian Press. She's in Toronto. So, Paola, some marijuana apparently is going to be framed on the wall, others using it. Canada has had medical marijuana since 2001. This is recreational across the country. How's it going?
Well, people have been waiting for this for quite some time. There's been quite a bit of activism. And in fact, our federal government campaigned on this several years ago. There's been people who, as you heard, went to buy in various places at midnight. But the problem is, depending on where you are, the rules are different as to where you can buy, where you can consume. So even though it's legal across the country, there are still things to be mindful of depending on where you are.
Well, Canada has 10 provinces, 3 territories. And as you said, the rules vary. And are there, you know, cities or territories that are against this, that are trying to maybe push back against it with their own restrictions?
There are definitely some jurisdictions that are being more conservative with their rules. Provincially, that's taken the form mainly of restricting where you can consume. There's some provinces where you can only consume cannabis in your own home, for example, whereas a lot of others are making it kind of like smoking cigarettes, where wherever smoking is legal, then you can smoke marijuana as long as you're not near children or, you know, at the wheel of a car or something like that. What we've yet to see is what municipalities will do, because in a lot of provinces, municipalities are being given the power to enact even more stringent rules. And that has yet to play out. I think we'll see that in the next few months, how various local governments respond.
Yeah, we saw that happen here. In Colorado, for instance, there began to be concerns about how close a cellar could be to a school. So I'm sure some of that's going to unfold. But we understand that in provinces without a regulated retail framework, Canadians can purchase marijuana online, but it has to be from a federally licensed producer, and there has to be secure home delivery. You have to be at least 18 and older in Canada to buy recreational marijuana starting today, but some provinces have made the age 19.
Mm-hmm. So 18 is the baseline that's set out in the federal law. But provinces are given the power to, you know, raise that age if they want to. And a lot of them have aligned it with what their legal drinking age is. So in a lot of provinces, that's 19. There's a few that have kept it at 18. So we're going to see a lot of those same variations that there are for consuming drinking alcohol.
Yeah. And how much can you buy and how much can you grow now that it's legal?
So under the federal law, you can have up to 30 grams of dried cannabis or equivalent in non-dried. You can grow up to 4 plants per home for personal use. But again, those are all things, at least the number of plants, that can be restricted further by provinces. And there are a few that have said that you actually can't grow any for yourself.
Well, see, a huge difference in Canada is that this is a federal law, and the government itself, the government of Canada, is going to oversee the production, manufacturing. So the fact that the federal government is involved means that banks can be involved. Here in the United States, it's the states that are allowing it one by one, but the federal government still outlaws it. So banking, it causes a big problem with what to do with the money that flows from it. This doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem in Canada.
There's a huge spotlight on the marijuana market in Canada. There has been for quite some time. It is looking like it's going to be big business. The stocks have all been kind of skyrocketing up until today. Today, you know, it's a bit of a shaky start, and we don't really quite know how that's going to play out. There's a lot of fears about a marijuana bubble, mm-hmm. because, you know, while there are estimates as to what the market is going to look like, we actually don't really know what the demand is yet. Yeah. And so I think there's going to be quite a lot of attention on that in the coming months and years.
What about the black market? Is that going to cut into the now legal market?
That was the idea behind legalization, was to kind of stamp out the black market, or at least find a way to bring people who were selling marijuana into a legal market, a legal framework. Whether or not that will be completely eradicated remains to be seen, and especially when there are kind of question marks as to the regulations and where stores and just access to marijuana will be. In Ontario, I know that there's a possibility for municipalities to refuse to have any kind of cannabis stores on their property. And there's been some concern that that could allow some pockets of the black market to still thrive in those areas.
Well, last thought. Americans, don't get any ideas. You cannot bring it across the border. It's still illegal to do that. Paola Loriggio, a reporter with the news agency Canadian Press. Paola, thanks so much.
My pleasure.